Welcome to episode 3 of Hymn Sing Radio. My name is Craig Lewis of the Salvation Army's Music and Gospel Arts Department, and together we are going to sing some great hymns of the church. We will start with a song that could be synonymous with the name of the Salvation Army. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. I expect after that sing you'll all be ready to sign up to serve. I asked a friend of mine, Darren Bartlett, a professional singer and entertainer and musician from the United Kingdom, if he would sing a classic song for us. He took the hymn Old Rugged Cross and sang it in a bit of a different style. So you and I are going to go on a little journey right now. We are going to pretend that we are marching down the streets of New Orleans, but not marching like a Salvation Army band would march, marching in that traditional New Orleans swagger. I think you'll enjoy Old Rugged Cross as gospel meets New Orleans. I hope you allowed yourself to be transported away in your mind and feel the soul of that song, The Old Rugged Cross. For our next hymn, we are going to go back to the 18th century. It was 1752, and a young gentleman named Robert Robinson attended an evangelical meeting to heckle the believers and make fun of the proceedings. But God had another plan. Robert instead heard the awesome words of a preacher named George Whitfield and entered full-time ministry. penning these words at the age of 22 in 1758, "Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace." Throughout history, there have been good times and bad, times when people have had to sing songs to lament their feelings and emotional grief. We find that in the Old Testament in the Book of Lamentations, songs of people suffering and hurt, but there is a reminder of hope and faithfulness in there. Reading from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 to 24. "I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him." Those are words from Lamentations chapter 3. I hope you will reflect on those words as we sing together, "Great is thy faithfulness."
Yes.
I hope you are able to claim those last few lines, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Well, we marched into the program singing Onward Christian Soldiers, and we will march out as we sing Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. That brings us to the end of another episode of Hymn Sing Radio. It's always my pleasure to sing along and make music with you. I'm Craig Lewis. God be with you till we meet again.